This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A proposed ballot measure could stop wolf releases in Colorado. The Colorado Title Board approved the measure's final language yesterday. Supporters can now begin collecting signatures to earn a spot on the 2026 ballot. If approved, the initiative would end Colorado's current wolf reintroduction effort. The former Clear Creek County Sheriff's deputy charged in the 2022 shooting of Christian Glass has been found guilty. The judge read the verdict to Andrew Buin last hour.
Verdict reads as follows. We, the jury, find the defendant, Andrew Buin, guilty of criminally negligent homicide.
A jury in Georgetown deliberated for less than a day in the case. 22-year-old Christian Glass had called 911 for help after his car got stuck on a dirt road. Prosecutors and his family say Glass was suffering from a mental health crisis. Police were on scene for an hour, and lawyers said Buin failed to de-escalate the situation before shooting Glass. Criminally negligent homicide is a probation-eligible offense, but Buin was not eligible for bail. He was taken into custody by the Clear Creek County Sheriff. A faulty weld likely caused the fatal train derailment near Pueblo in 2023. That's according to the final report from the National Transportation Safety Board. A rail that had been repaired nearly 5 months earlier broke as a BNSF coal train passed over it. That caused six cars to come off the track and partially collapsing a bridge over northbound Interstate 25 and killing a truck driver passing underneath. A potent winter storm is on its way to the Denver area. 3 inches of snow is possible overnight. This is CPR News.